My next guest presents her work. Her work entitled Finding Selah. That's S-E-L-A-H. We join Kristen Kill on the line to discuss this opportunity for a journey that will transform the way we think about work, rest, and the little spaces in between that make all the difference. So happy new year to you. And Kristen Kill, welcome to the morning show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be with you.
You're quite welcome. Let's get that elephant out of the room. What's Selah? S-E-L-A-H. Who is this Selah?
Oh, that is such a great question. And really what sparked my journey into this whole idea was finding that word as I was reading the Psalms during a season of depression and really just feeling kind of numb in my life. And I found this word and sort of started on a rabbit trail and nerded out a little bit, researching all about it. And the literal translation in the Old Testament of the Bible means that it's a pause or an interlude. And what I found was that in between all of these verses where we really see the vulnerable character and sometimes lament and difficulty that the writers of this book of the Bible are going through, I noticed that every time that word was there, there was often a reorientation of their heart, a confidence and a rest that kind of came over the way that they continued to speak and write. And I wondered what could happen in the space of a word or a little pause or an interlude that I thought of as a diversion or a delight that could really change them or bolster them. And so I began sort of seeking out what that could look like in my life and found that moments to pause, moments to rest and enjoy and really intentionally all these sort of delightful things that were happening in my life really began to change my own perspective, too.
Awesome. The tagline, the simple practice of peace when you need it most. And according to your bio, yes, you most likely do talk by your experience, your days filled with homeschooling, walking the slightly anxious hound dog, and putting off the cleaning for one more day with those, five kids and a hardworking husband and an author to boot.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Yes, we have five children. It's a little bit chaotic most days. They're hilarious and a lot of fun. But
that's nice.
Yeah, it stretches me quite a bit.
Great. Finding Selah is your work. Let's get into a couple of your chapters, if you would, and I'm just going to go random here. What about Chapter 5, A Curve in the Road?
Yes. So in this chapter, I describe what sort of happened in our life when we experienced pregnancy loss. I had a loss that was quite a shock in my second trimester, and discuss sort of what it looked like to experience grief and really not be able, I think I felt so immobile and realized that all of this other kind of stirring of stuff I'd been holding on to that was probably grief that had been buried for a really long time was below the surface. And I didn't know where to begin and where to sort of come back to my life. And I think that in most of our lives, when there are difficulties that we encounter, we think that our dealing with them is going to happen when X, Y, and Z are sort of all thrown together and we reach a place where we're going to have space and time to heal, to be able to really focus on those things. And I think that what I realized here was that it needed to be something that happened in the very center, in the midst of the days that I was living that were very difficult, that were very emotional, and be able to find those moments right where I was, those little pauses, as you said at the beginning, that really make a difference right in the middle of everything else that's swirling and feels pretty chaotic around us.
Again, Kristen Kill with us, Finding Selah, the simple practice of peace when you need it most. Kristen, what about when we fear scarcity? You dedicate a whole chapter to this topic.
I do. I was really, really moved by the fact that there is I think, a culture in our lives, in our world right now, where we are grasping for more and more and more. And I found that when I was struggling with peace, I was usually overburdened and really, really busy. And I thought that this pattern of overconsumption, even in my calendar, became a symptom of something else, of really starving and really questioning whether there was enough goodness for me, almost loading up my proverbial plate with as much as I could because I was scared that good stuff was going to run out. And I think that's where a lot of us find ourselves every day, wondering if we don't keep things moving, if we don't keep things busy and noisy, if there just won't be anything for us. And so I address that here. And I talk about actually some ideas about what happens when people are actually starving, some symptoms that have happened to a group that has been followed throughout their lives after they'd experienced starvation as young people, and some patterns that emerged physically. And I started to see some of those very same things happening in my behavior as I was striving to be able to be sure that I was always full. But what really, spoiler, was that I was missing what would really fill me up, I think. Instead, I was just more empty. I was left more empty because I was so afraid to be still and to take these types of pauses that would really nourish who I was, instead of the empty sort of junk food, if you will.
Yes. Obviously, there is, this is quite faith-based, and you present in your notes a variety of Bible opportunities. Let's just say some Psalm 46:10, Exodus 14:13. You share some important references.
Yes, I do. I think that, you know, there is so much truth in these, in the work of Scripture and in what I believe to be God's word for us. But I think that what I found is that this is sort of a way for even my friends who are not, you know, don't have a personal faith, to be able to start engaging in some of what I call common grace, those beautiful things that I believe God has gifted all people with, to be able to enjoy creation, to be able to enjoy his personality and how he made each one of us. And so there's a lot there for everyone. But for me, it certainly is anchored in my own faith.
Awesome. And published by Zondervan right here in our own backyard in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So there we are. Your book, described as you caring about the heart of women, caring about the heart of God, and this evident in Finding Selah, S-E-L-A-H. Kristen Kill, how do we find out more information?
Well, you can find out more. It's really easy at findingselah.com. Or you can find me at Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest, if you will, anywhere at Kristen Kill. So it's KristenKill.
Great. Keep up your good work. Thank you.
Thank you so much.